Clay Bader Show, 10:06. We have a ton of emails on this. I'm going to take some of these. There's an email I want to save for the point when I give my opinion, but that top email, Jason, I want to read before we take calls. Story, nope, the top one. That the top one. Yeah. Nope. Nope. Go back. That's not the one I want. That one. Okay. Talking about the story in Massachusetts of a girl who, and all evidence seems to support her. She wasn't at a drinking party. She's high school volleyball captain, 17 years old. A friend called, "I'm too drunk. I can't drive. Please come and get me." She did, but she went into the party to get her just as, and here's the part that seems weird to me, about four local law enforcement agencies show up and bust the party. What should happen to her? Well, she's suspended because she was at a drinking party. Her mom says she's trying to help a friend. Should she be punished for that? Most said yes. Several are now starting to say, no, she never should have gone into the party. She instead should have had the girl come out. Martin writes, "Hi, Jerry. The girl was not doing the right thing. She gave up her ability to help her friend by getting busted. The friend would not be in danger if she waited outside and gathered her there. Police show up and find you waiting in the car for a friend and you're not at the party. We expect our kids to be nice, but we also expect them to be smart. The school isn't right because this is a teachable moment to show that the girl was in the wrong place for the right reason." Another one said, "Don't care. Too bad." The one that's just called alcohol. No, go back. The one that's just called alcohol. "Don't care. Too bad. She made a choice that had consequences. Kids nowadays always think there's a way out of everything. The ends justify the means. But that's not how the real world works." Sometimes it is. Isn't it? Aren't there sometimes mitigating circumstances? "Schools make it very clear that if you're around alcohol, you're done. She knew that going in. Live with it. The rules are the rules. When you start making exceptions, the rules fall apart, and everyone will have an excuse for being at the party." To Clayton in Green Bay. Clayton, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. Well, my first instinct was, my knee-jerk reaction was to say, well, she was doing the right thing, and then I started thinking about it. If, with short of any proof, like a text message or a voicemail asking that, every kid at the parties, now, if you let her go, every kid at every party is gonna, that hasn't drank yet is going to say, "I was just here to pick up a friend." Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. She very well could have been, but without proof, we don't know that. We're just assuming that her story is true. And if they just let that go, they're going to have 12 kids at every party that were just there to pick up friends.
And I will concede this. Here is the missing piece. The story switches around a little bit. The story says that she received a message from a friend on her phone. Oh. If that means a voicemail, then that voicemail should be there. So let me ask you this. If there is I'll admit I'm asking some ifs here. If there is a voicemail, if she can prove she was at work and then at the yogurt place right up to the time she was busted, should the school take that into consideration, or does it not matter because she was dumb enough to go in rather than wait for her friend outside?
That is really tough, too, because it could be 2 hours after she got the message from it, and she just saw it, too.
Clayton, thanks a lot for the call. Ryan writes, "So if you're a teen athlete that wants to go to the party, do the following. Have a friend call and leave a message and or text that they need a ride. Go to the party, and if the cops show up, you can say you were picking up a friend who needed a ride. Doesn't matter if you were there for a few hours, you were doing the right thing." I think she was doing the right thing, but I think this puts the school in a tough spot as it isn't black and white. If they have proof that she got the call and went right away to pick her up, was she at the party finding her for 30 minutes? I just think there's the potential for people to use this scenario to hang out with friends where drinking is going on. I think the callers that said that do have a point. The proof has to be very, very conclusive. One more email before I get into that. "I do not agree with the school punishing this person. Not everything can be black and white. I'm only 26, but I often was the sober driver for friends in high school and early college years. I lost a brother due to drinking and driving when he was 19. Single car accident, only one in the car, thank goodness, and always try to help any friend or family member that needs a ride no matter what time. The zero tolerance policy for drinking, I completely understand. However, kids and young adults are always going to go to social events, and the people not drinking can't control what others do. As long as they do not drink, I see no reason for them to be punished just by being at a social event. I was a sober driver for my friends, especially after my brother's accident, and would often be the only sober one at a party. I would have been very angry if my parents, friends' parents, or school punished me for just being there, and it probably would have pushed me to join in and drink with them, to be honest. Now, here is the problem with that. Okay, she's saying kids that weren't drinking at the party shouldn't get punished. That's never going to work, because how do you know that they're just lucky that they hadn't had their first drink before the party was busted? That is why you have a zero tolerance. However, in this case, if there is a voicemail, and I'll admit there are some missing pieces here. If there is a voicemail or a text from her friend saying, I've been drinking, come and get me. Now, a friend says, okay, that text might still be bogus, and it's just a ploy to have an excuse for her to go to the party. Here's what we don't know. How much investigating did the school do? I'm guessing not very much. Did they try to verify her story? Did they talk to friends at the yogurt shop? Yeah, she was with us. She got the message and she left. Can they time that out? Better still, and it appears that they can she and her family establish all of that? If they can establish that she worked, went to a yogurt shop with friends, got a call, and was there shortly before the party was busted, and by shortly, I mean a matter of minutes, you would like to see the school use a little discretion here. I do have to admit, though, this one isn't as easy as it looks in terms of zero tolerance gone amok. I mean, I understand. She could be making all of this up. But I think the school has some level of responsibility. And here's another thing. Now, I don't know how big this school is. I was raised in a very small town with a very small school population. When there was trouble, I tended to get the benefit of the doubt, even if I'd been in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it did bite me in the butt a couple of times. Most of the times I was okay, because the teachers would look around. It's a small school. Well, that kid's a troublemaker. That kid's a troublemaker. That kid's a troublemaker. That kid's a troublemaker. Well, he isn't. And then they would dig around. If she has an otherwise spotless record, and I'm not saying she does, I think the school has a responsibility to look into this a little bit, or at least accept the evidence that's provided. What I'm not hearing is the school district say, well, she can't prove any of that. If I heard the school district say that, then I would say, no, slam dunk. But I'm not hearing the school district say she can't prove any of her story. If they would say that, then I would say, well, then, you know, there's really not a hell of a lot she can do. And while I probably wouldn't have thought of it when a friend's in trouble, she could have sat outside and waited. I understand why she didn't, though. She wasn't, you're right, those of you criticizing her, she wasn't thinking that far ahead. She was trying to help a friend. What I'm not hearing, as I said, is the school district discounting her story. What they seem to be saying is too damn bad. I can't agree with that. I'll admit it's a close call. But unless the school district is, and it's a closer call than some of you think it is, but if the school district isn't discounting her story or saying, no, we don't believe her, then I have a problem with this. All right, stick around. A proposed solution for the rift between the Republican Party and the Tea Party. It's 10:15.
The Jerry Bader Show.